America has a long history of riots, and they've nearly always been motivated by racial, political, or economic tensions. But for 2 weeks, in the middle of 1966, the riots on Sunset Strip in Los Angeles pitted the police against middle-class white youth who just wanted to hang out and be left alone. The riots left their mark on the day's popular music.
Just doesn't seem fair to bug you 'cause you got long hair. Even the parents are beginning to scare because of the siren on our streets that used to be neat, but now it's just a place where black and white cars to race. It's causing a riot.
LA riots, happening in the entertainment capital of America as they do, have always managed to have musical touchstones. The Watts Riot, for instance, gave birth to Watts Stacks, a giant concert that was made into a movie. And this year's riot was presaged by so many angry rap records that nobody who pays attention to popular music could have been surprised when the city that gave us NWA and Ice-T went up in flames. But before them, there was the riot on Sunset Strip. This wasn't quite the spontaneous uprising that the other two were, and in fact, it seems to have been instigated by the police, who couldn't have picked a worse location to go after the unruly kids they were so afraid of.
There's a man who leads a life of danger. To everyone he meets, he stays a stranger. Chance he takes, odds are he won't live to see tomorrow. Secret agent man, secret agent man, they've given you a number and taken away your name.
The Whiskey A Go-Go at Sunset in San Vicente was the central focus. In 1966, when the riots hit, it had only been open less than 2 years, with Johnny Rivers and his band as the main attraction for most of that time. But owner Elmer Valentine watched the street, and he knew that it was time for more modern music. Soon, he'd raid the London Fog Club next door for the band that was packing them in over there, the Doors. The other big hangout was Pandora's Box at Sunset and Crescent Heights. Pandora's had been a beatnik joint in the 50s, and later the Beach Boys had had an engagement there. But in 66, the house band was led by a sometime Phil Spector sideman and former rockabilly singer from Oklahoma, Leon Russell.
Drop the golden sunset drip and the golden sunset children skip along the path that's called the strip, and they're looking for a bird to flip and a hole to hide from the tourist eyes are watching. Tourist cars come into town and the black policeman's cards are down, inspecting all the players round the places where the joker's found and waiting for his chance to be the dealer.
Underneath Pandora's, the city's first underground newspaper, the L.A. Free Press, held forth, which gave it a unique perspective on the goings-on out front. The problem was, kids liked to hang out, but not many places would let them hang out. There was Ben Frank's, an all-night eatery that would serve kids, and there were the clubs, if you had money. But it was just as much fun to walk down the strip, rubbernecking at the hip clothing shops with the latest from Carnaby Street. And you'd meet other kids from all over L.A. who were just like you, and it was groovy. It was also illegal. A curfew was passed because some of the tonier merchants were concerned about shoplifting and the crowds who milled around on Sunset Strip at night, crowds of oddly dressed kids on who knows what kind of drugs. Things got ugly.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop children,
what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
There was no single flashpoint. One night, kids who felt that the cops were hassling them about the curfew just said no. Violence ensued. At one point, the cops drew a line in front of Pandora's and dared the kids to cross it. This sort of thing continued for a couple of weeks, and finally, the cops prevailed. From then on, L.A.'s underground rock scene was marked by paranoia, an us-versus-them mentality that was evident not only in the songs bands like The Mothers of Invention wrote, but in films like Easy Rider and, of course, Riot on Sunset Strip.
Ed Ward writes for the Austin Chronicle.